This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is Pollyhood, brought to you by Tangata Atumotu Trust.
Taloha lava malole ni sabola vanaka kia ora na taloha ni konnichiwa ni hao ma. Warmth of a greetings and a massive hello to everyone on day two of lockdown here in New Zealand. Queen Seva here to take you into the weekend, but hopefully you guys stay inside. How you been, Seva?
Good, and it's actually, this is a special show because, as you said, we are on lockdown, and we're doing it from home, so we're doing this via the computer, the internet. Sam's all the way at his house, I'm all the way at my house, and we are putting together the show, and it's been a struggle to do this show, but we are getting there.
For ages, we're trying to figure out how we can voice record ourselves, and I think we've been through three different programs.
It's so annoying, but otherwise we're here anyway. Let's put that behind us. Sam, did I see you at Pick and Save with a trolley full of toilet paper?
No, because I don't live in the east, so. But yeah, that's one
panic thing. Buying.
Unnecessary. Very unnecessary.
Very much so. Yeah. TV One, One News actually were allowed into the, like, Packers, or I think it was Countdown's version of, like, what they've got stockpiled. Mm. And there was endless food in there. But it's just that it's just not getting stocked onto the shelves as quick. That's all. Mm.
Yeah. Like yesterday I went to New World, and their shelves are all stocked up as well. So I think the panic buying has sort of curbed off. It wasn't as bad as it was maybe a couple of days ago. But
it could have been because you're in New World as well.
Survey as it is, but
as I say,
yeah. But yeah, please listen and obey to all the restrictions, and yeah, just do your daily shopping or your weekly shopping. Keep to the norms because there's still food out there, and no need to stock up on heaps of toilet paper. And hopefully, we'll come out of this at the other side, and we'll be all fine.
Exactly, but big shout out to essential workers, like yourself, Sam. Essential workers, people in who work at the supermarkets, nurses, elderly care. Shout out to all those people still working.
Yeah, garbage
to cleaners, keep us safe and to keep police,
Everyone working in healthcare, paramedics, doctors, nurses, all frontline staff, man, people that are helping the country to keep running.
That's the one. Anyway, on to Upu of the Week. Today's Upu of the Week is Lofolango. What does that mean, Sam?
Sit down.
Sit down. So, Lofolango, I'm sitting down at the computer, Sam as well. But if you've got nothing to do, I mean, if you don't need to go out and shop, you're going to be doing a lot of this at home.
Just exactly what Jacinda said, just, you know, not for lalo, stay, like, sit down, stay home. If your partner or your kids are like, yo, can we go to the park? Just be like, please, not for lalo. Or alala mai lalo, which is another version of saying sit down. But yeah, we'll be doing a lot of that over the next at least 4 weeks.
But,
don't sit down the whole time.
Get up and do some exercise. But anyway, instead of sitting down, our topic today that we're talking about on today's show is how to curb the boredom at home. Mm. What can you do? What are we doing? In fact, what are we personally doing? But yes, join us for that topic after this, Slowly by Chris Young featuring Iz McGee, Stega Boy, all the way from the Cook Islands. I'm sorry to those artists for butchering their names.
Slowly, baby, take it slowly.
And we're back, still at home, doing this recording from the isolation of our homes. We're talking about what we're doing to curb our boredom, to make use of this time at home. Because it's one of those things, like, I'll be working the whole week and I'll be like, man, wouldn't it be cool just to stay at home and do nothing? But anyway, Sam, what are you doing?
Well, I still have work, so...
Yeah.
I work in accommodation, so I still have residents who have decided not to go home.
Yeah.
So I still need to work.
So what would be, like, your goal if you... Because Ange is at home, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you do? When you're looking at Ange, you're like, oh, she gets to stay at home. What would you be doing if you didn't have to work?
I'd be learning a language.
A specific language?
Japanese.
Love
the country, but also I would like to watch anime without the subtitles.
Ah, yeah.
Anime fan, so I'm pretty sure there are heaps of anime fans out there, so maybe over the next 4 weeks at least, maybe take a couple online Japanese classes.
True. You'd think with the amount of anime that we watch, that we'd know Japanese by now. But I think it's actually having to use it.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're learning a language is something that's cool. I know Eva is doing a Te Reo Māori course at Ara, and they can do some of their work online. So, yeah, I'd take this opportunity to learn the language. You're absolutely right. Yeah. For myself, I've been looking forward to this isolation, because work was really busy up until when we had to come home.
Yeah.
I still have to work from home, but it's definitely not as busy is what it was when I was at work. So now in my self-isolation, I'm kind of like just doing a lot of exercise and training. I have a wrestling tournament in June. Yeah. And this is like, gives me a good platform to start my like training. So I'm trying to train at least 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And eating proper. You can't see what's in front of me, but I just ate it was like corn, peas, tomatoes, and it was some sort of wheat that Eva cooked. She's at home as well.
Right.
So she's doing my diet. And yeah, I just ate that. It was pretty nice. I wasn't looking forward to it, but it was actually pretty good.
I definitely saw you stuffing your face at the beginning of
Yeah, I know. Would you learn an instrument?
Yeah, and I would learn the guitar.
Guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, what song? What occasion?
I don't know. I just, my sister, she actually learned how to play the ukulele after, I think it took her maybe a couple of weeks as well, but she was on YouTube. So with the wonders of the internet, literally for 4 weeks at least, you can better yourself by jumping online and, you know, learning a guitar, like learning a instrument of some sort. It's all on YouTube.
I think I'd want to learn the piano.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, situation. Situation. You've really pissed off Ange. And you've learned how to play the guitar. What's the song? What song are you going to play?
Silence. Huh? Just silence.
No. Okay. They just made her angry. They just made her more angry. She wants to hear a song. No. What song are you going to play?
Bro, when girls get angry, you do not want to make any noise, all right? Just if you haven't learned that, learn it quick, because you really got to wait for them to talk to you before you make any sorts of advancements, or because you're just going to annoy them more. You're going to, you know, piss the monster off more. you've got to wait.
Right, this has changed the topic.
But seriously, this is, I think this is on topic, because for 4 weeks you're going to be living together.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
People, so, you know, like living together with someone for 4 weeks, like in the house, what do you call it? Oh, what's the word? patients
are going to get tested.
People's patience is going to get tested. So maybe next week we can talk about how to interact with one another over 4 weeks.
Yeah. All right. All right, I'll change the situation. You've got a guitar.
Yeah.
And you've got 4 weeks to learn a song for your sister's wedding.
Okay.
What are you going to learn in isolation to play at her wedding?
I can't remember the name of the song, but I think it's called like Brown Eyes or something.
Brown Eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, by is it a slow or fast-paced song?
Slow song.
Okay. Why in particular the song?
I don't know. It's probably the first song that comes into mind, but I think it'd be better if her fiance were to sing that song and I was just to play it.
Oh, and you'll play the guitar for her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Maybe you've got brown eyes.
Yes, exactly. So, as I'm just looking at our notes, 4 weeks. That's 28 days, 672 hours, 40,320 minutes.
Yes.
Well, I guess half of that would be sleep. Well, a third of that would be sleep, right?
Yeah. Half is, well, what are you doing sleeping for 12 hours?
Yeah, a third of that would be sleep. Eating. What's a couple of things from the supermarket that you just had to make sure you had when you had to go into complete lockdown? Let's just say that they was like, oh, Pack and Save's closing down as well. You're allowed to have like three things that you'd have to take from Pack and Save to keep with you in isolation. And they said you could have unlimited amount of it.
Flour, sugar, and eggs.
Flour, why?
Because, like, you know, I can make pancakes with just flour and water.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Like, more so like bread things, hey?
Yeah, true. Well, I think I'd take SodaStream flavors.
Yeah.
So unlimited fizz. I would take definitely bread and probably noodles.
Oh yeah, I like they're versatile.
Yeah, noodles are delicious, eh?
Yeah. Do you have any personal goals in isolation?
Yes. So I said before that I was, this is now giving me a platform to train for wrestling in June.
Yeah.
So I'll be, I've begun a platform of at least two times training per week, per day.
Yeah.
I'm not a morning person, so I wake up, I don't do really anything, but kind of like checking over work emails and stuff till 12 o'clock. Then I eat at 12 and then I start training from 1 to about 2:30, then train from 5 to about 6:30.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of, yeah, I'm just doing it twice.
Yeah.
Twice a day now.
Yeah. So for our listeners, I reckon, you know, maybe if you haven't already, like, think about what you can do over the next 4 weeks. Again, at least 4 weeks. Because I reckon lockdown might go on for even longer, just looking at other cases around the world. If you have that hobby you've always wanted to get into, or a book you've always been meaning to read. I was lucky because I got I ordered a couple books off Mighty Ape. They arrived last week before the lockdown, so I don't know if they can still do deliveries or sorts, but
I think they can still do deliveries because the post service is still working.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
If you can, maybe utilize delivery services so you don't actually have to travel around and, you know. We also just got news today that was it, Mad Butcher don't qualify as a essential business. So a lot of people mad about that, but I think it makes a lot of
sense. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, supermarkets, they provide meat as well, and the fact that they provide alcohol is the reason why alcohol stores have been asked to remain closed as well, because they're non-essential, because the supermarkets sell alcohol, so.
My cousin Sol, you know Sol, he works at Crazy Dave's in Christchurch, and they're a fruit and vegetable shop. They're open.
Yeah. Oh, true.
So,
I guess
pull into.
If you're in lockdown and you know you still have like yourself, you still have work and stuff. Count yourself lucky, because there are a lot of people out there who are losing, who have been made redundant or who have been laid off purely because of the shutdown. So, yeah, if you're thinking you're doing it hard, then just, you know, bear in mind those who, you know, have no job, and the future looks pretty unsure. But we have such an awesome government that they have provided relief funds. So I think you can go through WINS or online to apply for those. The stimulus.
Yeah, you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was really cool as well is they released the police released Corona messages in different Pacific languages as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you, the Samoan one I listened to, it was cool, man. The Kiribati one.
Oh.
It was really good. Just outlining restrictions and stuff.
I think I've seen that one.
Stay home.
What was her name, the one that did the police one?
I'm not too sure. But yeah, she, it was cool.
Yeah.
What was that?
No, I'm saying I remember seeing that one, and I was like, oh, I don't know the police released one for all the languages. I just seen the Samoan one.
Yeah, I thought it was just, I only listened to the Samoan one, which is done in the police by a police person. Mm. But yeah, shout out to those guys as well, trying to keep everyone home.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening in and tuning in. I hope we have started a conversation in your head about what you think you should be doing. Sam and I have goals. Well, I've got goals. Sam has to work, unfortunately, as well as what you can do in terms of learning a language, reading a book, getting to think that you wish. Because, like, it's got to come to that time when you go back to work and you're like, damn, I wish I was back in isolation. I can already feel it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna hit me.
Yeah.
So make sure, stay motivated, stay active. Don't lose your motivation to reach your goals during this time of isolation. This has given us the perfect time to reset and set a platform.
Yes.
Yes, please. Keep joining in with us after this.
Have you heard about all the amazing things that Tangata Atumotu Trust offers? As Canterbury's longest-serving Pasifika provider, we understand our community's health and well-being needs. From Zumba classes for our mātua to mobile nurses in your home, we're committed to helping Pasifika people thrive and lead healthy lives. To find out more about us, phone Tangata Atumotu Trust on 03 377 2016, or you can find us online at tat.org.nz.
All right, that's us for another week. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is very ad hoc. At the moment, flying by the seat of our pants is the correct way to say it. Sam and I have just figured out a way to record our shows and still pop something out during the week. So please do keep tuning in Fridays, 4 o'clock, as well as the replay on Tuesdays, 4 o'clock as well. We'd like to thank you, Tangata Atumotu Trust. Shout out to Carmen. Who is the CEO for Tangata Atumotu Trust. We hope you feel better and get better really quickly. Our prayers and thoughts are with you and your family at this time. And yes, please do join us via the podcast on Plains FM website or the Sam Sefer radio page. And do, listen into the older podcasts as well. Something else to do during the weekend. But from us, with love, stay safe, stay inside. Bolly.
That was Polyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust, To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.